Hi, Marsha, please.
This is she.
Hi, Marsha, my name is Denise on a recorded line. This is regarding your inquiry for the double Provera lawsuit. Would you like
Yes,
to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have an attorney at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and were you by any chance diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So let me ask you a few more questions here, Ms. Marsha.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you have not signed anything, okay?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And then we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
You're a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with meningioma. When was your date of diagnosis?
May the 6th, 2019.
Let's see, May 6th of 2019. Let's see. Okay. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you feeling presently?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty
good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. Do you know of any friends or family members that were also injured by the double Provera that were able to assist?
Not right off. No one has mentioned anything to me at the moment.
Okay, no problem. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
It's 3/14/1980.
Okay. 3/14/1980. Okay. And did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera?
Yes. Pfizer.
Okay. And did you use the double Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months?
Yes, ma'am. I use it for 5 years.
Oh, wow. It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. I was getting injections every 3 months.
Oh, wow, every 3 months for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then can I please get the usage start date so we can start with the year to kind of jot down your, you know, jog down your memory? What year did you start?
It was around February the 20th, 2014. Yes.
Okay. February 20th of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Let me write that in here as well. February 20th of 2014. Okay. And then when did you stop using double Provera?
It was April 23rd, 2019.
April 23rd of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, you remember the dates. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a a rough little patch.
Yeah. Oh, no. And Miss Mickle, is it Mickle? Michael.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And then your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me just input your name into this section here. Last name, Michael. First
mm-hmm.
name, Marsha. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes.
S as in Sam?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Ms. Michael, only because the law firm requires a social security, we're required to ask, and the only reason for that is to do an identity verification in order to match your medical records.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, I can just type it in.
Okay. It's 426.
4261135.
Okay, so that's 4263711135. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then I do have an email address on file. S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, and then your last name, Michael, O or 03141980@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the phone number we have on file, 601-517-9370. Is that a
correct
cell phone number?
Yes, that's a cell phone number.
Okay. What is your contact preference? Would it be a phone call, text message, or an email?
Email.
Excuse me. An email? Okay. And then best time of the day to reach you, would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Can I get your address, please?
It's 51 Lawrence Lane, Collins, Mississippi.
I'm sorry, 51 what?
Lawrence Lane, Collins, Mississippi, 39428.
Okay, got it. 51 Lawrence Lane, Collins, Mississippi, 39428.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Got it. And then your medical diagnosing doctor, we could also look them up if we need to. So what would be the first name and last name of your diagnosing doctor?
It's Karen Bruce.
Can you spell the last name, please?
B-R-U-C-E.
Bruce. Oh, got it. Okay, Karen Bruce. And then that would be in Mississippi as well, Collins, Mississippi?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. So I did find Karen H. Bruce, MD, and it's showing up as Hattiesburg Clinic, Collins, Family Practice.
Yes, she works with the, she worked with Covenant County Hospital also.
Okay. Okay, got it. Let me just enter her information into the system here. Facility name. Then I have a phone number on here. It is showing us 601-765-4414.
I'm not sure if that's her. I'm not sure if she's still, that's the number she's working on now. I'm not.
That's what's showing up for the for the address or for the clinic that I mentioned. But if you have another one that we can input, we can do that as well if you'd like.
Okay. When I seen her, she was working with the Covington County Hospital.
Let's see. Covington County
Hospital.
County. Okay. No problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I see it here. I did find it. Covington County Hospital. And then the phone number.
The McLaurin.
Let me change this really quickly. Six zero one 765-3180. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
I do have this other number at the Covington County Hospital. And then let me just enter the address really quickly. At 301 Hospital Boulevard, Collins, Mississippi. That's what's showing up on here.
Okay.
And then were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
Yes, it was. I had the mesenchymal tumor. It's a brain tumor.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Okay. So you did have a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma, and it was mesenchymal tumor you mentioned?
No, what they found out after that I was taking the shots and stuff, after I did my MRIs, that's what they found.
So prior to the meningioma? This is only like prior cancer, so this would be like a previous diagnosis before the meningioma. Or was it like around the same time?
It was around the same time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was around the same time. Let me just put that in the notes here really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was a mild tumor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mild tumor. Let me look it up to make sure I'm spelling it correctly here.
It's spelled, I got to jot down. It's spelled M-E-N-I-N-G.
M-E-N-I-N-G.
I-O-M-A.
Oh, yeah, the meningioma?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but was there any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
Before that, no, ma'am.
Okay,
no, ma'am.
Okay. So we'll put no on there. And then let's see. As far as the treating doctor, so we have Karen as the diagnosing doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Was she the same doctor who treated you?
No, it was Dr. Hook. His name is Dr. Frank Holt.
Dr. Frank Holt?
Mm-hmm.
H-O-L-T?
No, H-U-X, Holt.
Oh,
Frank
got it.
Holt.
Okay.
H-U-X.
Okay. Neurosurgeon?
Correct.
Okay. I did pull him up here. Thank you. He's showing up as 415 South 28th Avenue. Does that sound familiar? Hattiesburg,
yes.
Mississippi? Okay.
Cool. Uh-huh.
Let me enter that really quickly here. And then the facility name. Was there a facility name that you remember? It's not showing on here.
I had did all my treatments with Forest General Hospital.
Where? I'm sorry?
Forest General Hospital.
Forest General Hospital. Okay, let me look it up. Okay, I did find it.
Okay.
Let me just enter that in here. And then phone number 601-288-7000. And then the address, I'll enter this address instead.
Okay.
The hospital's address. And then as far as the prescribing doctor, so this is the doctor that was prescribing the depo.
The doctor that was prescribing the depo would have been Miss Bruce.
Miss Bruce. Okay. So Karen Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Prescribing the depo as well
mm-hmm.
as your diet.
And then after I got off of it and got sick, then Dr. Hooks was the treating me for the cancer.
Got it. Okay. Let me just type in her information, or copy and paste, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's
the time frame for this interview? I'm sorry.
Oh, so I'll try to be as quick as possible. I know it's a lot of questions, but we're actually almost done. So what about a pharmacy? I'll try to do it in less than 5 minutes if possible. I just really want to make sure we don't miss anything.
I just had someone, I was at work and I had someone had walked in and I wanted to get them done real quick. And that's why I was just, but I was getting my medicine from Walgreens. Can I take care of them for about a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll look up Walgreens really fast and call into Mississippi, okay?
Okay. It's gonna be in McGee.
McGee.
We don't have one in college, McGee.
Got it.
So just
okay.
1 second, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm back.
Oh, no, no problem at all. So we're almost done here.
Okay.
So I'll try to hurry here. So I did find the Walgreens on McGee, Mississippi. And then do you have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Michael?
I can get them, but I don't have them on hand at the moment.
Okay.
I think I have them in my my suitcase and my storage.
No problem.
I'll have to get it and find them.
And the law firm will go over everything with you. We're just required to ask. Should they ask you to provide them, would you be able to provide them mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, I can do both.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. And then really quickly, can I get a name, please?
It's Marzella. It's Marzella. Michael.
Okay. Same last name. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then phone number?
601-765-4947.
Perfect. And then your relationship?
That's my mother.
Okay. 601-765-4947. Would you like to provide an email address for your mother, or should we just put your email address?
You can just put mine because I don't even know hers right off.
No problem. And then is she in the same state as you?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like we're completed everything. I'm just going to review everything one last time to make sure there's no typos.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The date of birth is 3/14/1980. Date of diagnosis 5/6/2019. And you did consume the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera.
Yes.
You did take it for at least 1 year, 4 injections prior to your diagnosis every 3 months. And then you started in 2014, February 20th of 2014, and you stopped April 23rd of 2019.
Correct.
And then Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A, S as in Sam, middle initial, and then M-I-C-K-E-L, last name. Social 426-371-1135, and then an email address. We already confirmed it earlier. We have that on file. Phone number we confirmed as well, 601-517-9370. And then address is 51 Lawrence Lane, Collins, Mississippi, 39428.
Correct.
And everything sounds accurate?
Yes.
Perfect. So I will be sending you a DocuSign now. This DocuSign gives the law firm permission to contact you. Once they contact you, they'll go over like settlement amounts, time frames, all that good stuff. And then I'll also be sending you my direct number along with their direct number, okay? I would say give them about a week. And then if you don't hear from them within a week, you can call them. I will be sending you their information. But let me know when you get that DocuSign, and I can stay on the line until you're done signing in case you have any questions.
Okay. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so let me look really quickly to make sure everything looks good, and then I'll be sending you my info, as I mentioned. So really quickly, while you're still on the phone, signature, initial signature. Perfect. Everything looks great. Thank you so much for your time. Ms. Michael, I know you're at work. Thank you for your patience. I'll be sending you more information through text now, okay?
Okay, then.
I hope you have a wonderful evening. You're welcome. Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.